All right, we're all back together again, and on one end of the table, we've got a half-dead bald man, and on the other end, we have an energetic chipmunk.
I like how you whispered that over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had caffeine, and I normally never have caffeine, and now I've been super hyper.
And now he has caffeine.
Yes.
Yeah, now I have the caffeine. Yeah.
The crash later is going to be insane.
Oh, yeah, especially since yesterday was a super long day for me, and I didn't get much sleep. I am definitely going to crash later. I'm going to be super energetic, then I'm going to have like 14 hours of sleep.
I want you to text us when you get on a low of just death.
Honestly, you are so tired.
Sure. I'll put that in the sugar.
I'll put that in the group chat later today.
Did you get a mocha?
I did.
Ooh.
Mocha. Well, plus mochas have some sugar. I don't know how much, but I mean, you know, it's basically when you want chocolate, but you're not allowed to have chocolate, so you just get what's considered chocolate coffee.
Yeah.
AKA mocha. You're welcome.
It's delicious.
You go down the table, it just gets high energy, low energy.
Kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel good.
You're normal.
Yeah, I feel normal.
Layton woke up at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
To play his video games.
No, not this time. I actually had to edit the episode for
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
So, you know, making sacrifices during the holiday season.
Yes.
But I woke up at like 5:50 still. I'm like, I woke up. Looked at the clock, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to wait a minute longer. I'm going to keep with my schedule.
I got to tell you, though, like, recently when we've been getting up early on Saturdays to play games, that's really nice.
Yeah, it's like, fun.
It actually is really nice.
You start your day happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, 2 weeks ago, something like that, I woke up at, like 6:15, just because I'm in that work schedule routine. And the first thing I thought of, I'm like, I wonder if Layton's on. Sure enough, there he is on playing Fortnite at 6:15. I'm like,
yeah,
let me get some coffee and hop on. We played for like 3 hours.
Oh my gosh.
It was
that
awesome.
Sounds like a blast.
Y'all are getting old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to do what you got
to
do.
Well, for me, it's more fun to play it when I have energy, which is in the morning.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm tired. I'm ready to wind down.
And it's not like a thing where you're like, all right, I can only play for a little bit longer.
Yeah,
it's like you can just play until whenever.
Yeah, you don't have to look at the clock and be like, oh, I got to wake up tomorrow, so you know, I gotta go to bed and wind down. It's like, no, I'm going to play for 3 or 4 or 6 or 10 hours.
Honestly, one of these days I just need to stay up after getting home from work, because you know, Friday nights I get home at like, you know, 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
3:30. I should just stay up the extra couple hours just to wait till y'all get on,
and then you can have dinner.
Dinner time for Zach. Check out the Balls vlog that just came out.
Dinner time for Zach coming out early 2024.
Yeah. Honestly, can we please make that a single? Like, Zach, can you make just like a little simple beat, and then you get and then you get us in the studio and we all just sing it together? Dude, it doesn't have to be high effort. We could legitimately make that a thing.
My favorite part is Shmev ad-libbing in the background.
I think the three of us or the four of us should be singing. Then we just have Shmev ad-libbing in the background. That's
one of my favorite things to do on planet Earth is ad-libbing.
I know that we're supposed to be recording an episode, but can we legitimately pick a day to make that happen?
I think we should do a music video of us in the studio and Zach just dead staring us while we're recording, just ticked off.
Can we please do this?
He's just staring at us like, and we're all
dinner time for Zach.
Get that chicken in. Yeah, I still need to narrate a day of yours, Zach. Remember we talked about that when we first met?
Yeah, when we first met, I was convinced that I needed you to narrate a day of mine. Now I'm scared.
Oh.
You know too much. Yeah. I know a lot. Yeah.
Well, probably narrate it without even being there. He can narrate your day without you. How's that make you feel?
Narrate my day from yesterday. What did I do?
Did you work?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's kind of hard when you don't know what you're
doing. Yeah, I know. The only thing I know is that at the end of the day, Zach and I went to Topgolf last night, which was a lot of fun. Thank you, buddy.
Sorry, I could not be there. But
sorry. Yawning. It was fun. Yeah. I had a good time and.
Who won?
Well, Evan did once, and then we tied the next time.
Mm. I was going to say, we played, what was it, like 3 games to where you won the first when we were all warming up. Then the second game was the, this sounds, I'm going to sound like such a jerk, but the second game I feel like was the only one to where like one of us did really good because we all had around like 40 points all three games. But the second game I had 113.
Sure. Yes, right. He sure did. It was crazy.
Zach hit the ball really hard a lot of the like most all the time. Just you know, with Zach it kind of flies to the left or to the right.
Yeah. That vlog where I think it was your birthday. There was like, there was just like a joke you made in the vlog where you would hit it so hard, but it was just like,
it's about, it's 10 yards forward, but 300 to the right. Like, like, wow.
But like, you're completely straight. It's not like your turn. So it's like, how?
So if he was turned this direction and it went off to the right, then it would be perfectly straight.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Left. Like, you start hitting it hard and you're like, I want to see how far I can go. Then you just always lose. Yeah. But playing on the golf course with my brother and brother-in-law, it's been fun because, well, not only do we not care how bad we are, but we also get to learn about our swings and crap. But
I would love to play just golf.
Sometime. It's a good time. Like, I don't see why people are so high-stressed about it. If you got a couple of friends that you're having fun with, then you're playing scramble, which is where you're playing the best ball and not wherever your ball lands. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fun.
I've only done it once. And I had no idea. I could hit it hard and far, but that was the only thing I could do. I couldn't, I couldn't really putt.
Putting's harder than it looks. Yeah. It looks like it should be so easy. Like, how do you mess that up? But then you go to actually do it, and you're like, wow, this actually takes precision.
I think the mid game might be the hardest part of golfing. Mid-top. Chipping it in, mid-top.
Oh, that's difficult. Chipping, I'm actually the best at. Suck at driving. Yeah. I suck at putting. But chip-ins and playing with a wedge is what I'm best with. That's actually what I used the whole night.
I was going to say, I've never actually golfed before, so I haven't golfed with Zach, but I have gone to Topgolf a few times with you. And it's the same thing. You use the driver, and admittedly, it's not your forte, but then you use the forte with strength. Isn't that what forte means, with strength?
No. Forte is like, at least in music, it's a. No, that is what it is.
Probably with strength. He's just using it in a different context. It means, I mean, it probably has a different.
How's your mid top?
Yeah,
it
basically means with strength.
It's mid top. Okay. So, yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, my point is that you always use the, what is it called? Not the driver.
The wedge.
Is it the 9-iron wedge? That's what it is.
He's a wedge.
Yeah. Also, Presley, do you have a thought? We kind of skipped right over you.
Yeah.
Also, I like the Christmas.
You like that?
Ish thing you're wearing.
It's not going to make sense when this episode comes out, but it still works.
And also, let me prolong your Presley thought even longer, if you don't mind.
I don't.
You know what today is?
What's today?
2 years ago today, we recorded our first episode.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
By the time this is coming out, it won't be.
Will it be 2024
right now
when
it's
this comes
December,
out?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right
so
now
Happy New Year.
It's December 23rd. And 2 years ago today, we recorded the first one.
In my basement apartment with a fold-out table and a bed sheet for the tablecloth.
Oh, yeah, we used this mic.
We used one microphone.
Yeah. And we talked about Christmas movies.
Yeah,
we did.
To where we all agreed that our favorite was Elf. But our 2 through 5 all differed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Elf is actually not my number one. Yeah. My number one is Christmas Vacation.
That's a good one.
Christmas Vacation is a very good one, to be fair.
Yeah. Elf might be...
Say third.
Well, Elf went from being one of those to where at one point in time it was easily the most underrated Christmas movies to where it only had like three stars out of five and like it wasn't really that well known to where nowadays it is the Christmas movie. The ratings have gone way up. So I think about sometimes, I think it might have been last year to where I brought up like the whole Elf thing with the ratings.
Yeah.
How like, it was really underrated because it had such a low amount of stars. Yeah, I don't know.
Hold on.
What is that noise?
Is that the fan?
That is the fan.
Is that the fan?
Yeah,
I'll
keep going though. Actually, just keep going. Off.
Stop
the whole show.
Oh, wait a minute, no, because it won't pick it up.
Yeah. Stop the whole show.
Yeah, our fan is making some noise.
Yeah,
fix the fan.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Wow, man, do you think we'll still be friends next year?
I don't know about that.
It's been so. Nah. I don't know how much.
I don't know. I haven't had a breakup recently.
Oh.
You want one?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Presley, want to get together, then, you know,
not
break up together?
Well, I'll break you apart.
In the midst of a two-year and holiday season, I have a big surprise for everybody.
Ooh.
But really? I have to get it. So bear with me just one moment. You can cut or keep talking, whatever you'd like to do.
We'll cut.
I will be right back. Okay, so I got my surprise. It is in this bag.
I'm excited.
Green bag. So I've been planning something.
Oh.
For quite a while now. This is real.
Not fake.
A while ago, I thought of this idea, and about 2 months ago, I was able to start the execution of this idea.
Whoa.
With the help of someone else.
Oh.
I have been on the edge of my seat, ready to show you guys.
Really?
I'm not kidding. I hope y'all love this.
I'm so excited. Okay.
So, let's preface.
Yeah.
A little over a year ago.
Oh, wow.
I want to say September or October of 2022.
Wow.
We did an episode where it was a draft, and it was the superpower draft. You remember that
one? Yeah.
That, personally, is one of my favorite episodes we've done. That was really fun draft. And we came up with our superpowers. We named our characters at the end.
Yeah.
And we made some jokes, like, what if we turn these into comic books? Like, what if we had these? And it was just kind of a joke. Ever since then, I've been thinking of, how can we do something like that? Well,
we didn't do that.
Not full comic books, no.
Okay.
But my cousin is a very, very, very good artist.
Wow.
And I got them to help me out with a little something
for each of us. Nice.
The process of this started November. They got done yesterday. So perfect timing. So I'm so glad y'all are all here.
Oh my god.
So last November, this
November. Okay. So almost 2 months this has gone on.
Yeah.
This was a lot of work for my cousin. Let me tell you all that. And I know you're watching as you said you're going to. Thank you so much again.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm excited.
Because I am so incredibly happy with these.
Oh.
Really?
No idea. So.
I didn't know anything about this, by the way.
Which, by the way, also my favorite episode.
Yeah, I love it. I actually every now and then go back because it's really entertaining.
Yeah.
I won, by the way.
No reason it's his favorite episode.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Okay, Zach, we'll start with you.
Oh.
I think you're the first one on here.
Do you have the descriptions? Because I do not
remember.
Okay.
I don't remember.
The only one I remember is yours and mine. I don't remember anybody else's.
I don't even remember mine.
Zach, and how the draft works, if you just haven't watched our drafts before, it's, you know, someone has it's a snake order draft. Once you pick whatever your pick is, it's gone. No one else can pick it. I believe, if I remember, Zach had the first round pick, and these are his powers. He had super strength, telekinesis, web shooting, sixth sense, think like Spidey sense for that, and time travel. And he's bald. That is important.
Yeah.
And his superhero name was Cockroach.
Cockroach.
I remember that now.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. I'm so ready.
It's Zach bald with a cockroach.
Oh my gosh.
But he's teleporting and super strong.
Presenting the cockroach.
No shot.
What? Yes!
Oh my god.
Yes.
And
that is crazy.
Okay, that has to be. Well, no, maybe making that the thumbnail.
That is amazing.
I don't know. That may have to be the thumbnail.
That is amazing.
It says bald.
It says bald cockroach. This is supposed to be. These are comic book covers. If you haven't,
that is
been
so
able.
Cool.
So. Like I said, he's got, you know, web shooting, so you see the webs behind him. See his belt says Win 2 with the years changing there. The background, my cousin said, was supposed to be like, think like they're going through time warp type.
Oh, yeah, like
a
wormhole.
Yeah, yeah, like that.
That's a lot of thought and
detail. So, Zach?
Dude.
That's all yours. But.
Thank you.
Cockroach also has a sidekick.
Oh my god.
Cockroach has a sidekick.
Presenting Cockroach's sidekick, Maggie Buck.
Oh. Okay. That is amazing. Wow.
Oh. And it says Cockroach's sidekick or something at the bottom.
Zach, can you show that to the camera whenever you get done looking at it?
Dang.
That is.
I did good.
You did do good.
So, for people who don't know, I'm not going to cry. I'm not letting myself cry. My dog passed away this past year, and this is awesome. Holy crap.
Wow.
She got the cape on. Flying through the air.
Cockroach's loyal sidekick.
That is Cockroach and Maggie Bug. Cockroach and Maggie Bug. That is the best combo since Batman and Robin.
That's the best gift Zach's ever gotten in his life.
Cockroach and Maggie Bug.
Honestly, that's pretty good. That is a phenomenal gift.
All right, who we got?
That's
next?
Incredible.
Next, Evan.
Uh oh. I remember mine.
I'm just going in the order where these are stacked. It's just.
Oh no, you're all good.
He's going in order of who he likes the most.
Oh yeah.
So Evan, his powers were power mimicry, able to mimic and copy the powers of others around them. He can fly, regeneration, intangibility, meaning like he has the power to make weapons or bullets, anything trying to harm him, go right through him. And lastly, time manipulation. Think like slow down time, speed it up, whatever. Yes. And his hero's name is Greg.
Yes!
And Greg is an accountant at Geico, which was a slight joke we made on the episode. So without further ado.
Oh, I'm so ready for this.
Presenting.
This is awesome.
Greg.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep, he's just Greg.
He's just Greg. He's got the Geico logo on his shirt there. You see buildings, he's up in the air flying.
Oh, yeah.
If you can see that little buildings in the bottom right there. He's just Greg. I told my cousin, I kind of had some like idea for each of these.
This is,
but my cousins are just very creative and was able to kind of just come up with stuff on their own.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
So my main idea for Greg was Greg is just some normal dude. He works at Geico, but he can fly.
Yeah.
So that's what they came up with.
This is
fantastic. PLAC.
That's their little tag.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Okay.
That is awesome. This is, I love this so much.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Also, I love how Greg, there's a little smiley face.
Yeah,
on that's the name your name tag.
That's actually really
Greg.
Cool.
Russell, your name.
I also love how with Geico and Greg, he gets the big G.
Yeah. I don't remember mine at all.
I was going to say, I do not remember yours at all. I kind of remember Schmev's.
I barely remember doing the
You
episode.
Got one too, Schmev, right?
Yes. Okay. Mine's at the bottom.
Okay.
Presley. Your powers are photographic reflexes, teleportation, elemental control, like you can manipulate nature and the weather, shape-shifting, and force fields.
Ooh. That's probably the best draft he's ever had.
Yeah.
Well, what's seriously funny is he came in last place.
Yeah.
So as you can see, my best is still my worst.
I would love if he was dressed up just as like a Power Ranger in this one.
The Green Power
Ranger.
Something my cousin kind of wanted to do for some of these was encapsulate personalities. So in some of these, you might see a slight thing about our personalities. Like,
yeah. I'm so scared.
I told her to put the bald thing in there because that's something that's like, you know, you see on TikTok that people comment and they love that. So put that in there.
That's awesome.
So Presley's hero name is Motion Picture.
Oh, because, that's actually a pretty good name.
Because photographic reflexes was, I think, the main thing, and teleportation, Motion Picture. So without further ado.
That's a good name.
Motion Picture.
Awesome. I'm so scared for the personality aspect of this.
This one, I love because you. What's the thing when you know, Presley? What's something you really like to do when you're greeting someone?
Oh,
Presley wave?
My gosh!
Introducing motion picture.
Yes!
Oh my god!
Oh, what? Yes!
That looks. So, that is awesome.
Wow. It looks like a Batman
Stay
theme.
Stay sexy.
Stay sexy.
Dude, look at your crush.
Zoom in on that.
He'd be
his suit, I wanted it to look like an old-timey movie theater type look. So that's what that is with the bow tie. Wow. The film logo on there.
Dude, your hand is huge.
But that was my main, I'm like, whatever you do, please make him do the wave.
That is awesome.
So I sent her a picture of you doing the wave. Yeah. And
probably can guess which picture that is.
Probably.
That is amazing.
Wow. Motion picture.
Yes.
Wait, what does it say at the very top by motion picture?
Stay sexy.
Oh, no. It says Presley Parker is motion
picture.
Oh,
Presley Parker is. Okay.
Yeah. And the apple flying is just to signify you can make things move.
Dude, your cousin is talented. Wow.
Very
these are really good. Really
I know
good.
That this is that probably is cool. Extra editing for you. I was going to say, yeah, can you put in like
good photos? I've got them on my phone. I can
okay, perfect. Wow. Yes, that way they can actually see it because, I mean, they can kind of see this, but not super well.
I am not going to forget to put this in.
Okay.
Oh, this is awesome.
All right, Layton, you're next.
Okay.
Are you
I'm
ready?
Really excited. Cheers. You like this? You
yes,
like this?
It is. Oh, it's funny.
And there's going to be something with cheese. I already know.
Oh, yeah. I got it. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Read me. Read me.
Read me.
Let me find yours.
I'm excited.
So far, my favorite is Greg.
Yeah.
I'll say this one is pretty great.
All right. So, Layton's powers were immortality, invisibility, mind control, X-ray vision, and laser eyes. And I think
I'm going to look good.
Layton's reasoning for his superhero name was...
I don't remember.
You said something like, with my name, it's just because I love cheese and that I'm immortal. And what happens to cheese when it gets, you know, old, it molds, kind of like blue cheese.
Moldy cheese.
And so your superhero name was Blue Cheese.
Okay.
Okay.
Introducing.
Am I going to be, like, moldy?
Blue Cheese.
Oh, I'm so ready.
Oh, my gosh. This is the best thing ever.
Yes!
Oh, my gosh.
There's no cheese here?
And if you look... He's invisible, right? So the mirror, you don't see a reflection of him.
Oh.
HP to put drumstick, again, personality things.
Yeah.
So they just put drumsticks attached to you.
Dookie sticks.
You are immortal, so you have the HP bar and, you know.
Wait, what does that say? When the world needed a Gouda guy,
one man
was up for the job.
A little
blue cheese.
Gosh. That is awesome.
I love the cheese belt. The cheese belt's fantastic.
I love the cheese belt.
That is great. I love it.
All right, and now mine.
That is awesome.
You got done with mine yesterday.
This is legitimately one of the best gifts I've ever gotten.
Yeah. Awesome. No, seriously, same.
Okay, now mine.
I know, and you got two.
Wow.
I did. You got one with Maggie. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
You almost made me cry. I would have had to punch you.
I would have had to punch you. I would have had to unleash my cockroach powers.
Have I ever cried on the podcast? I don't think I have.
I'm sure you have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all loved mine.
Oh, dude, yours was the best. I don't even remember.
Yours was the best.
I think what I do remember is, like, you had, like, the most, what was it, like, consistent? Like, all your powers made sense for the same
even though
superhero.
I feel like all of us did really well with the draft, but yours was, like, extra good.
So, my powers were super speed, telepathy, unstoppable momentum, meaning, you know, when he's running full speed, he can't be slowed down, size shrinking, like Ant-Man, and still skin. And my superhero name was Flashbang.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yours.
Yeah, I remember now.
Momentum.
That was so good.
Oh. That was, that's a cool.
So, cool introducing.
Flashbang.
The Flashbang.
Oh. Flashbang.
Nice. Dude, that's awesome.
I've got the steel arm there.
Also, I love the magnifying
glass
because you're tiny.
And look at the wall back there. That's where I ran through the wall
over there.
Oh, because you're tiny. It's
that's
really
awesome.
Cool.
So, that is great.
Yeah.
I love how one arm is like noticeably stronger than
the
other
iron arm.
And tank top is supposed to resemble like a basketball uniform. Tried to encapsulate personality type stuff. So
that is really awesome.
Dude, can I get
there? We go.
I want to actually see that one.
Thanks, Schmidt.
That is the awkward league comics.
So cool.
This awkward is
property of Detective Sadie Hopkins.
Not the Justice League. The awkward league.
I didn't know they were gonna put that in there.
If we ever get our own studio, these are getting hung.
Oh, 100%.
Dude, absolutely. These are,
honestly, this is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Absolutely love this.
I've literally had the idea for something like this for about a year. Wow. And I didn't know how to do it. That's sick. And I remembered, my cousin.
So I just now noticed my watch.
Into all of this.
I mean, they started around the 1st of November.
I was going to say, these take effort.
These are amazing. Like, your cousin's very talented. What was your cousin's
extremely.
Name?
Lindsay.
Lindsay,
thank you so much, Lindsay. These are fantastic.
Thank you, Lindsay. These are amazing.
I get like a video of y'all saying thank you or something.
That's great.
See if I can shout something out.
These are really good.
I'm impressed with how well she captured our likeness.
Do you want me to we can ask after.
How much she captured our likeness.
That's amazing.
I mean, I think that's definitely one of your bad hair days, but
I would say the hair actually looks good. Yeah.
It's just gray.
It's just Greg.
Don't overthink it.
I laughed pretty hard when I got that.
This is amazing.
I thought that was hilarious.
That's so cool.
Dude, this is definitely going
to
be. I just
love the idea. He's just some dude.
I love that he works for Geico as an accountant.
Yeah.
It's just Greg.
He can fly, but he still wants to do your
taxes. He can fly. He can manipulate time, do all these things. But he's like, your car insurance. That's how I save people 15% or more in 15 minutes. Because I manipulate time.
Nice. If y'all want to check out my cousin's Instagram, where she does all her digital illustrations.
Yeah.
And look up Creations by PLRC on Instagram.
Creations by PLRC.
Follow it right now.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna do that.
A lot of good work. A lot of just cool little drawings. They do like pet portraits, stuff like that. There's like a Frankenstein they did.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool.
It's very, So I'm glad y'all like these so much. I'm happy.
Thank you so much, Schmidt. No These problem. Are amazing. What a great idea.
Thank you.
I would have never thought to do that with the actual comic thing.
I can't tell y'all how excited I've been to show y'all these.
This is awesome.
I know. And you said, even though it's only been a couple months, which is still a super long time, you said you had the idea for it.
A long time ago. I just didn't know exactly how to do it. But, we need someone to direct a movie with all of us.
Honestly, even just a short video or something, like just a little sketch, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
PLRC.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, we can record the vocals at the studio.
Hey. I'm going to give them a follow.
Sweet. That is awesome.
So, that's my gift. And I'm glad you enjoyed.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Schmidt. Let's give him a round of applause.
The first one I see.
Come on, guys.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Thank you,
Lindsay.
Oh, yeah, they were hoping I'll see Lindsay later today. So
awesome!
This is awesome.
Yeah, tell Lindsay how much y'all liked him.
Dude, she did really good on capturing
how we look. I think.
Yeah,
I think.
Can I get the handle one more time?
Creations by PLRC.
And if you forget it's PLRC, it will be on the photos.
It'll be on the photos.
Bye. That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I was telling Leighton, I didn't tell him what it was. I was telling him I was excited about something. I literally last night was having trouble sleeping because of how excited I was. I've been so excited to show you all these.
This is really cool.
So
this really is. My gosh.
Wow. If it's anything like the poster I gave Presley 3 years ago, it'll sit in the corner of his room.
This is amazing.
Yeah. At least he's kept it.
What poster was it?
I don't know. It was like some Dark Knight poster.
Oh. No, he hung it up in...
After 2 years
or so. Yeah, and then I moved, and it's still there.
Oh, my gosh.
It's still at the old place?
Where am I going to put it?
Oh, on a wall.
I already, my walls are filled up now.
No.
Well, you need, unless we actually get a like a permanent place, this needs to be hung up on your wall, or at least on a desk or something.
Yeah. Oh yeah, these are.
You should put this on your desk at work.
He's gonna forget about it.
Yeah.
No, you know what I should do? I should bring this in my backpack every time I go to work and just set it on the console.
What the heck music is
DJ Cockroach.
DJ Cockroach. Wicka 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 wicka. Maggie Bug.
Maggie Bug. Maggie Bug was creative too. I like
that. Yeah, that's like, that's really cool.
It's premium right there.
Wow. Well, how do we segue from here?
Preston, your thought?
Oh yeah, Preston, there we go. Yeah.
That's not
how much time.
No, Presley, what's your
it's not
thought?
Impressive anymore.
Do you have a thought?
Well, are they? Well,
you're gonna have to share it now. We always have to have a Presley thought in the episode.
I mean, I do.
You know what we should do? We should make a segue while he's trying to find his Presley thought and then never actually do it.
Okay, I found it.
You found it.
All right, let's go.
Oh, okay,
let's do it.
It seems insignificant now.
Say it.
Hear me out.
No.
If humans can't see air, can fish see water? But since humans can see water, can fish see air?
No.
No.
But think about it.
No, I did.
Okay.
Think some more.
Whoa, so if fish hypothetically couldn't see water, right? Yep. But they could see air the way we saw it. Would that mean that they were just climbing in an open, you know, swimming in an open space that's never ending? Like space.
Anybody else listen to that?
Well, here's the thing. Think about this, for instance. I think when you're so encapsulated into that world, right, that it's kind of like air in the sense that we see the effects of wind, but we don't see wind. Same thing with water. When something moves really quickly, they see the effects of water in the water. But because they're so deep underneath, they don't really see the top of the water. So they don't see water, right?
Yeah.
Right? So would we see air? Or in the same way, hear me out,
bless you.
That we see the top of the water, do they see the bottom of the air?
What is this? All right, Greg, what do you think?
Because it's like a perspective switch.
Perspective?
Perspective?
You know what I mean?
Or, you know,
here we go.
Can see water.
We can't have any fun.
Yeah. Although Presley, what was the Presley thought you were joking around with before the episode started?
No, I'm good.
You don't want to hear that one?
No, come on. No, I'm good. What was your first ever Presley thought?
No. Yeah, for the anniversary.
I'm good.
It's a 2-year anniversary, Presley. You have to.
It's brought up every year.
Yeah, you know. Also, there was definitely nothing mentioned about hospitals.
No.
That was funny.
Hospital
wings? That's what like they call chicken
like
wings?
Sections? Different sections of the hospital?
Wings. Yeah, they call it wings.
No, they do. I know.
Oh.
Also, one thing I never understood is, you know, hospitals, you know, you go there when you're sick and try to get healthier, and they want to promote, like, healthy lifestyles and whatnot. So how come the food served to hospitals is, like, the most unhealthy food imaginable?
Jell-O.
Because it's more about prescribing you medications to deal with the symptoms rather than solving the problem.
Ooh.
Getting deep with that.
America.
Like, you know what? You really need to lower your cholesterol. Have this hamburger we bought for like 25 cents.
It's like that quote from The Office. Why would you lower your cholesterol so that I can raise it?
Yeah, why would you raise your cholesterol so I can lower it?
You got to keep you sick so that way they can make more money so that way they can keep the process.
Otherwise, the food would be a lot better.
Yeah. It'd be nice if there was more Mark Cubans in the world. Like, you know how he just came out with that pharmacy thing that he's doing? Basically, all he's doing is buying medicine at face value, which is, you know, much cheaper than what they sell it for. And then only giving like a 10% profit margin to keep the company like running. Like I don't think he makes hardly any profit off of it. So like there was this medicine I saw the other day that he was talking about that's normally, it's like a chemo medicine. It's like 10 grand for 3 months worth or something. Mm-hmm. He was able to make it $48.
48?
Whoa. Like seriously, $48.
Dang.
And that was for like a month's supply, but still.
Wow, I haven't heard anything about that.
What is that in euros?
You should look it up. Wait, what? About 72.
Is that the relevant currency?
Honestly, it probably is around 72.
Hey, yeah. But no, it's really cool. The whole thing is he just said, you know, you know, another $1 million means nothing to me. I think I've heard him saying this. Don't quote me directly.
Well, I mean, when he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
I mean,
so another few million means nothing to me. But if I can undercut the pharmaceutical industry, he said, that's worth more than anything. And so that's why he started the whole thing, which I thought was cool.
You know, Mark Cuban, he's a very interesting guy. Yeah. You know, and it's funny all the different fields that he's in between being known as like the basketball owner and then being on Shark Tank. So he owns like all these other things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Sorry, I was looking at my muscle on my comment.
I was going to say, I just love how, I mean, granted, one arm is obviously flexing, the other one isn't, but it still just looks funny how one arm is like.
That's the iron arm.
Yeah. It kind of is. Did you have this one iron arm, though?
I thought
both would have been it, like almost like Jax from Mortal Kombat, how he has two metal arms.
I kind of think steel skin, you can kind of, you know, where do I need it?
Yeah.
You know, where do I need protection at this moment?
Okay.
Oh, I need it on my face.
So does that mean that... Okay. Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, I don't know.
What happened?
This is the way you said that.
It's getting hot in here.
Where do I need it?
So keep on all your clothes.
Explain yourself.
No.
No, Layton, don't.
Nope.
Blue cheese. He remains silent.
Let me try again. Oh. Let's say I'm in a fight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This guy's punching right at my face. I'm like, oh, let me activate steel skin.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even need it on my face.
Right.
Bam, it's on my face.
He's far away.
Maybe
let me
in
add
this moment
length.
I needed it on my right arm.
Because I imagine that it's permanently there, and you just forever run like this.
Like this.
Just, like,
just to look intimidating.
Oh, dude, hey, it would work. So cool. But I also love, but you do this, but you're also still really teeny tiny.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen like Night at the Museum 2?
Oh yeah.
To where they're with the super tiny guys with Owen Wilson. Yeah, exactly. Oh, it reminds me of that where they have like the big epic fight scene. They're like stabbing everything with swords and they're like charging the battlefield, and then it cuts to the bigger picture and all of them are like, ow, ow, my foot, ow.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I love those movies.
They're underrated movies. They are great.
Absolutely.
And I think, well, I don't know how the third one is, but the first two were really good.
I went to the museum where they filmed those.
Oh, you did?
At night?
No, not at night.
Okay.
Did they film it at...
In New York, yeah.
Oh, they did the actual museums? They didn't build, like, a set or whatever?
I don't think... I'm sure they
Well, probably in
stuff,
parts, but yeah. I mean... Oh, that's cool.
It was an actual museum in Manhattan.
Did we go?
Heck yeah.
I don't remember that. See, here's something that I find interesting. Our parents decided to go to the most, like, touristy places in the world when I was like 8 years old. So
right?
I don't remember hardly anything.
You were 10. I was 14.
That's so much better.
It is.
10 years old.
I have a rant about that.
I remember a lot
Why
of stuff when I was
10. Why on planet Earth do you take your little infant kids to Disney World?
I don't know. Right?
You're not going to remember it.
No, oh, no,
you're spending a ton of money.
I was three. It's because you want to go to Disney World and you need an excuse.
That's exactly. It.
Yes.
Yeah, because I was going to say, at least for me, like, I love the zoo. I think going to the zoo is a ton of fun. I can't go to the zoo by myself. Mm. That's
Why like, not?
Good.
Why not? I wonder why.
You
you know, there's just some single random guy hanging out at the zoo around all these kids and zebras and everything.
You stand,
he's like running
Greg.
Around in there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's like you need like. But Greg, if I am able to go with like my sister and my niece, then it's acceptable.
Then you look innocent.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like she's not going to remember all the stuff at the zoo when she's like two or three. Like she won't remember that. But it's still fun for us to go.
You could go to Paris for the same amount of money as like Disney World. I saw. I don't know if that's true, but I read it on the
internet. I was going to say, it depends on the details of the trip, but that is definitely true. I mean, you know, a lot of factors, but you definitely could do that.
I know some people will get, like, the gold pass or whatever for Disney World, and it's such an insane amount of money. But it's like, okay, so you get to go whenever you want, but you still can't, like, eat the food. You don't get discounted prices. It's like you're still spending an exorbitant amount of money after that.
You have to spend the entire day there if you're...
Or else
you will not get your money's worth. Like I was.
Well, you never get your money's worth.
Me and Sierra were looking at going to Orlando recently because Tennessee's bowl game is New Year's Day.
Oh yeah.
And we just thought about what if, let's see how much it would be if we went.
Yeah.
And Disney World, we looked at just one day, and it was like, I think it was like $180 a piece for one day.
Yeah.
Which. I was expecting more.
I was
to be
expecting
honest.
More too. I thought it would have been at least $250.
Yeah. That's not too bad if you're spend if you because it's open like 14, 15 hours. Yeah. Let's say you're there for 11, 12. That's not too, too bad.
Especially when you consider some people pay a lot more than that to go to like a sporting event that may last only like 3 or 4 hours.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I mean, so if you do like, oh, if you go to like a football or baseball game or whatever for, say, you're there for like 4 hours, is that fair? Say you're there for 4 hours and spend the same amount of money versus going to Disney World and you're there for like 10, 11.
Entire
day. Yeah.
So, but how much of that is you getting to ride the rides, though? Because I'm sure those aren't free either.
That's also true.
And so it's like you had the rides, you had the day pass, and then the food and all that stuff.
No, the rides come with the ticket. I mean, yeah.
Well, depending on the ticket you get, I'm pretty sure.
You'll probably be in the long lines, but you probably have to pay
That's
more.
What it is. Yes, sorry. You're in the long lines. If you want to skip the lines, then you have to pay extra.
But also food and whatever else while you're,
while
you're in there.
You're going to waste the day away if you're in the long lines, probably, because you're not going to get to go that many times.
Have you guys gone to Disney World before?
Oh, yeah, I've been 3 times.
It's been a long time.
Again.
When I was probably 6.
Okay. I was going to say, I went to Disneyland, I think, when I was 4. I remember bits and pieces of it, and it was fun. I remember one of the things I remembered was I ended up, like, peeing my pants, and I was so embarrassed about it.
Nice.
I was like,
you were 3.
I said some things on those trips.
Oh.
Oh?
No. As a 6-year-old?
I said some pretty funny
You went
things.
When you were 3 and... Six
Is
or
that
seven-ish.
Clip where I'm in the stroller and I said something about having to go pee? Was that when I was at the Disney World?
I don't remember that clip.
Mickey don't see me.
I'll tell you that.
Only thing I remember, I was 3 and I did the Toy Story like ride.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's iconic, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Iconic? See, it isn't
iconic. See, I've never seen anything about it after that. I just had this really weird memory in the back of my head of me being in that thing and using the squirt gun on the ride.
So maybe some of the memory will transfer over.
Yeah.
You want to go to Disney World?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Can we dress up in our costumes?
I do want to go back at some point.
Yo, That'd we be should be these for Halloween.
Vlog.
I've never really done anything in Florida. I've technically been, but I've never gone on like a vacation there or gone anywhere there.
The only thing you're missing is the beach.
The beach? Well, and apparently Disney World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, GTA is going to be based off of...
Oh, yeah, that's right. GTA
Miami,
6
right?
finally got announced after, what, like 10 years?
Have is there a release date?
Yeah.
2025? It's not even 2024. I thought it was 2024.
No,
2025.
So it will be, what, like 12 years in between releases?
Yep.
And I guarantee you it will probably immediately be like either first or second for the best selling game of all time as soon as it comes out.
Yeah, and it's gonna be like right before the next generation comes out too, I bet.
And then get this. We're gonna be so excited to play it. We're all gonna get on and then the servers are gonna be down.
Yep.
It happens every time.
Oh, but don't forget, you got to wait for the 2,000 gigabyte update.
Oh, but guess what? You get the $100 edition, so that way you can play 2 days early for those 2 days to not even work.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah. So
I saw a meme the other day, like, depending on depending on who gets elected in the election next year, there will be 4 total presidents, potentially, between GTA 5 and 6. Because Obama was there when it came out, Trump, Biden, and then if someone else gets elected.
If someone else gets elected,
4 presidents before we got GTA 6.
I remember when GTA 5 came out on the 360.
Yeah.
And then it was Xbox One.
I remember it was
And now it's Xbox X.
And I didn't understand it because that was just not the type of game I played when I was young.
I've still never played a GTA game before. I mean, I've seen clips of it. Like, I know how it works, obviously, but I've never actually played it myself.
To this day, I still say it's probably the most fun I've ever had with friends on a game.
Okay.
It is so, because it's just, you can do whatever the crap you want. It's so much fun.
I guess we're just chopped liver.
Did you see the trailer?
Yeah. He said, yep.
Yeah.
There's a lot in that clip. All of those crazy Florida things that happened, they're real.
Yeah.
If you actually look up what they're comparing it to, the crazy woman twerking on top of the cop car or whatever it was, that's real.
I haven't seen the clip before, or I haven't seen the trailer, but I know what you're talking about for the real life.
There's a guy who's tatted up, got the mugshot. That's
sued
a real
them.
Person.
He tried. He tried to sue them. Yeah.
That's just another day in Nashville.
That's just another day in Nashville, baby.
Well, I mean, GTA gets sued over so many different things. Like, the infamous, like, bikini girl for GTA 5 didn't, like, a number of people, including, like, Lindsay Lohan, sued GTA 5 because they're like, this is me. You can't use my likeness.
That's dumb.
it looks like every blonde, it's just a stereotypical blonde girl in a bikini.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, well, I'm a blonde girl in a bikini too, so I'm going to sue you for half a mil.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my it was probably voice. More than half a mil.
So it's just going to be full of Florida man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, honestly, alligators.
It should just be called GTA 6, Florida Man Comes to Life.
Well, in the trailer, at least, it had the alligator, and the guy using the, like, animal control thing, that's also real, too. I saw the video of it. And the way that they do it, it's almost, like, step-by-step, frame-for-frame, a replica of, like, a video. At least the video I saw was, like, perfect. Just an animated version of real stuff.
Apparently the wildlife's supposed to be really good in the game too. They're upgrading a lot of the AI in the game.
The only thing I'll say against is this game probably has the most hype for a game since I don't even know what. Like, just because of how popular GTA 5 was.
Oh, yeah.
And what will be a 12-year gap between them. Because GTA 5 is what? Is it the best-selling game of all time? Or like the third best or something?
I wouldn't be surprised.
There's Minecraft like and Tetris two. Are up there. But I know GTA 5 is also up there.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll be getting
I mean, definitely up there.
I don't know if we'll ever get to play together. I don't think we're getting any less busy than we are now. Nah,
honestly, fine. We might have to schedule some like Saturday mornings, like either before the podcast or whatever else. Because I was gonna say, with my job, I'm already gonna be up during that time. So I mean, if you guys are on, you might as well. If you guys are on, let me know.
The majority of you.
Nothing like getting up at 6 a.m. on a Saturday to hop on and deliver drugs with the boys on GTA.
Yeah. Yeah, there's I guess that's what you do on GTA to do in game.
No, I'll be getting it.
I'll get it if you guys get it. I've never played, but I've never really had interest in playing before.
It's never been a game I can just play by myself. I have to play with friends.
I'll be 26,
but it is fun to get on there if you're just bored. I used to just drive around in GTA because that's pretty fun.
Yeah, you'll be 26. Did you know that when you're 26, you're officially closer to 50 than you were when you were born?
Shut up.
That is technically true. Oh,
it is. Gosh. You're closer to 50 than when you were born.
Same with 27 and 28 and 29.
Here is how I think about that a little differently, though, if you will. Yeah. You don't remember the first however many years of your life. So at 26, you don't feel very, like, you don't feel like you've been alive for very long. When you're 50, the gap between 26 and 50 is probably going to feel bigger than the gap between 0 and 25 or 26, wherever.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
That's actually pretty true. I could see that being a pretty decent argument.
Yeah. But that I could see that being a pretty decent argument. You know, I could see it being a good argument. You know, I could really understand.
Oh, jeez. Slithers underneath.
Evan, you are never allowed to have caffeine, dude. What is up?
I know. I feel so beyond hype right now.
Most of us are making it to 50 anyway.
Honestly, I'm fine with it. I mean,
I saw this thing the other day on TikTok, and it was like that one friend in the friend group that always gets made fun of. Mwah.
Yeah.
And they were also making an argument that he's the most cherished. Is that true for you guys? What's your thoughts on this?
No. You suck.
Not at all.
No.
I love you, Zach.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I love you guys, too.
Ooh, this is soft.
Dude, this is my new favorite thing. I got this the other day at Macy's backstage, or back room. I can't remember.
wait, what? Concert.
Hold on.
Well, Nashville Macy's hit different.
Okay, let me explain. Macy's has this promotional clearance item section that's called, I think it's either back room or backstage.
It's actually where I got this, I think.
Yeah, it's awesome. You were...
Wait, no, it wasn't at Macy's. It was the day that we went to the mall together. It wasn't at Macy's.
He was with you. You didn't know it.
It was a while ago, but it was one day to where we hung out because it's been a while. Anyway.
Okay. So, oh, was it that time I said?
He's so confused.
Was it the, I was wearing a pink shoe.
A pink shoe.
An elephant.
It's like, what was the other shoe? I wasn't wearing the other shoe.
I got distracted because they were imitating me and I was confused, but anyway,
you obviously. Mark Wahlberg ran in on a giraffe.
Are the
most no, you're riding the giraffe.
An ostrich was there pecking in the cheese aisle.
No, and after the great ostrich wars,
they would. They wouldn't. Kimu.
Emu. Oh no, Mark Wahlberg.
They wouldn't be able to do this good of an impression of you if they didn't think about you often.
I think about you all the time.
I was gonna say, yeah, you are always on the forefront of my mind.
Look at that.
Zach's like, I don't know whether to be flattered, if I should call the authorities, or if I should just leave.
Guys, I feel love.
That actually is something I was thinking about saying just now. It's a little scary. So anyways.
Oh my gosh, let's just beat the crap out of each other. Oh no.
So this jacket was $30, guys.
That's very nice.
Dude, yeah. That's not bad.
Did you pay for it? Yeah.
I have a question.
Do you like macaroni?
What did you do with the underwear you got last year?
I honestly don't know.
Is this not in your bag anymore with everything else?
Sure.
I really don't know where it went. I think...
You're wearing it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hold on your pants.
Right now.
Zach's has on like two pairs of underwear, like his actual underwear and then that one.
Yeah. Yep. Like over it. That's his Christmas underwear.
Yeah. Also, Leighton, when he goes to take off his pants, there's the cut.
Yeah. I was going to end the episode right there on that, but...
No. Yeah.
There's not even outro music. It just ends abruptly.
Yeah.
Greg.
It'd be actually really funny, but...
We don't release a podcast for like 3 months because we have like legal issues.
Y'all done Christmas shopping?
Yep.
Yes.
Mostly. I need to get some white elephant gifts, but I have to work Christmas Eve. So, yeah, I'll get those because I have to go to quite a few. Well, not quite a few. I have to go to six different stores on Christmas Eve. So I'll pick some up there.
Yeah. I love Naughty Santa.
It's dirty.
Mm-hmm. You love Naughty Santa. Someone's been listening to Santa Baby.
He's Santa on his own baby. Naughty list, baby.
I gotta get one more thing. I'm gonna get AJ some. I think some drumsticks. It's AJ.
What's funny is that first,
right? Because I'm spelling it.
What's funny is that first I was like, "Well, don't say it," and then I'm like, "Wait, I'm an idiot. He will have gotten his gift by now."
Yeah. I think I'm gonna get him some drumsticks or something. But I got to go to Guitar Center.
Whoa! Yeah, calm down.
He wants to marry us. That's what that means.
I just want to show up here, like, everybody, look, I'm now married. I'm married, everyone. Yeah, he has the ring on.
No.
Oh, so that would be... You just show up one day, like, one of us is just married. We don't announce anything.
Yeah, it's like, hey, guys.
That would be Presley.
That would be me.
That would 100% be Presley. He would just show up and he'd just be like...
Have a wedding ring on.
He has a wedding ring on. We're like, Presley, you're like, yeah, I've been married for, like, a month. That's why I missed the last podcast. I was on my honeymoon. We're like,
wait,
what?
Married once.
Where'd you go? Yeah. Thailand. It was great.
He does.
Thailand.
We
went to Bangkok.
It's our 1 year anniversary.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, he does have a marriage certificate.
Yeah, he's married.
It's notarized.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Can
you because
marry
of your work wife. Wait, work wives
your wife?
Or just wife?
Wife.
I don't know if
wife
I can marry
that,
myself.
There's a lot of
like do the that. Do
people
the ceremony for me.
Oh yeah.
Like
so
you
position?
Say I do.
I do.
Yes.
Yeah. Will you forever love yourself, even in sickness and health?
No.
I mean, like, there's good enough.
Like there would be her, but I don't know if I could like marry us. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you need a third.
I mean, I can for other people. I don't know if I can for myself.
That's a good.
There you go. You're notarized.
Yeah.
Oh, are you?
I am.
Sweet. Very honestly, nice. Wait. Can you have like two people do the ceremony? Because if so, I would love if
probably.
You two did my ceremony for me.
We'd have to hold hands in it, right?
I mean, you know,
he's
at
got
least.
It. I'm out.
At least.
He's got it.
I mean, so I would love if it was like a really formal wedding, like, you know, everybody's like it's more
dress.
Of like a black tie event, like everybody's like the girls are wearing full length the dresses and everything, and then you two show up in like these really skimpy inappropriate outfits to do it.
Skimpy.
So you have to dress up like the what is
that
what's your nickname
men's...
in high school?
I was about to say that.
Is it Chipmunk? You know what I'm talking about?
Alvin? Oh, Chippendales.
Chippendales, yeah.
Alvin?
Skimpy was my name in high school.
That was actually...
Oh, gosh.
That was... Scrimpy.
Sometimes I look back at that, and I was like, that was simultaneously so frustrating and me feeling like such an idiot.
You remember that?
What?
Monk? There was a badly explained one time. It was Alvin and the Chipmunks. Yeah. And in my, like, explanation, I kept saying monk.
Monk.
And Evan was like, what do you mean?
I did not understand, because I kept thinking of an actual monk.
Yeah.
And I was like, what does this have to do with
that? That was
them?
The goal.
Oh,
Wow.
Through that.
So how surprised are you for these comments?
This was insane.
I was very surprised.
This is awesome. This is, again, until we get a permanent place, this is just staying in my room the whole time.
Yep. I just framed these yesterday.
I could put it in my wall. They're beautiful. Wait, in my wall?
In your wall?
Yeah, I could open up the wall.
Nobody's
No one's ever going to see this.
But I'll know it's there.
Somebody opens up the wall one day after we moved, and, and they're like, oh, we have to remodel. And they're like, why is Greg in the wall?
Turns out this is load-bearing.
I'm sure this took a lot of time, effort, and money. So regardless, like, thank you. This is awesome. And also thank you again to Lindsay.
I like that.
Yes, thank you so much.
I love
you was paid.
I love this too.
Also, I am following you now on Instagram, if that means anything.
Yes, same.
New follower. Wow. Yeah, I love Leighton's cheese belt.
I love it.
The cheese belt is my favorite addition on there.
I love how awkward he looks. Like, he's so, like, in the picture, so uncomfortable with himself.
Well, he's upset because he showed up and he's like, there's no cheese. I was told there would be cheese.
Now I gotta eat my belt. Glad I came prepared.
Yeah. Now I gotta eat my belt.
Wow. That was the first one Lindsay made.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
at least turned out really well.
I'll try not to.
Maybe you should
have said that. Well, his health is infinite.
Yeah.
I'm immortal.
Yeah.
No, if it ever cracks or breaks or whatever, I've got them on my phone so I can just reprint
them. Yeah, you got it. Send them to me.
Yeah, true. All right, well, I guess we'll go ahead and head out of here.
Yeah.
Did we? No, we did get to Presley thought. Never mind.
We did. I don't think we ever had an answer, but.
Now, this is one of my favorite episodes, I would say, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, so
I'm just going to be honest with you.
Honestly? I know the superhero one was good. I loved our Christmas ones last year.
Yeah.
Those were fantastic. Really, just the whole Christmas ones last year. Those were probably collectively my favorite.
That was a lot of work, but
But those were, I think, some of our best episodes.
Oh wow!
I know
we did it every day.
We did. We had the white elephant for the Christmas day. That was super fun. We did. I loved the Family Feud one. I loved our extremely violent Mad Libs regarding Leighton.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. One of my favorites next to this episode that we're talking about is the one where we did like the Who Would Win in a Fight, the cartoons.
Oh yeah.
That was a long time ago. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Actually, recently. I don't think I ever listened to it. Remember the one where it was just me and you?
Oh, yeah.
A few months ago?
There were two of them.
We talked about sports or something, I think.
No, there was one where it was just me and you. There was one where it was me and Chris.
Right.
That one was very entertaining. That was a good conversation.
Have you all seen Chris recently?
I have not.
Is he okay?
You still have his kids?
Yeah.
Not this weekend.
I feel like I haven't seen anyone recently.
From what I hear, he's doing pretty well at his job. So that's good.
He's a car salesman, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I was just going to say, he's working at blank now. But then I was like, I probably shouldn't say exactly what. But yes, he works with the automobiles. Yeah.
Knowing Chris.
I mean, he probably doesn't care, but I mean, just in case.
I'd say he's probably doing pretty well. He's pretty suave. Hopefully he can get more cars sold if he shaves off that rat on his lip. But
Crisp.
Yeah, crisp.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Cocoa I like crisp.
I like that.
Eating macaroni and cheese in the corner.
Good family man.
Yes.
Man, I should have had a comment made.
Good provider.
It's literally just Chris in the corner of a room eating mac and cheese. Like, the rest of the room is dark, and there's just like a spotlight on him in the corner. Just
would be even funnier is if you cut it off at the shoulders. It's just a long, tall body holding a bowl of mac and cheese.
You don't even see his face.
Yeah, you don't see his face. It cuts off at his shoulders.
That would be pretty funny. Yeah,
that is funny.
All right. Well, hope you guys had a. By the time this is coming out, it's after the holidays.
Okay, so Happy New Year.
Happy New Year and a Merry Christmas and all that. Hanukkah.
Is that yours?
We're not wishing you a Happy Kwanzaa.
Well, I was about to do that. Never mind. appreciate you guys.
Be happy.
If you want to check out my cousin's art page, Creations by PLRC on Instagram. I'm glad y'all enjoyed these. Thank you so much, Lindsay, for putting these together.
Thank you.
You did a fantastic job.
You're awesome.
They are okay.
We'll see.
I'm just kidding.
We'll see you guys next time. Thank you very much. And thank you for joining us for a session of Mind Rules.